מספיק דוח הפור האורס, עניין הראש השונה. הלוחז, מצווה צריכס כוונה. פסקן להלוחם מצווה צריכס כוונה. מבינת מכוון כוונה של מצווה, יונת יועצת המצווה. לא עושה את ההלוחם, מצווה צריכס כוונה. עכשיו, שמזרנו ער באחד הסוף. If a person goes into a sukkah, and he's not mechaven when he goes into the sukkah, l'shem mitzvah sukkah. So he's not yet to the mitzvah, does it aloha? Okay, so this is poshut. He went into a sukkah, and he was not mechaven l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Hodishkin the mitzvah. Klertum shlem zaman oyerbach. Okay, mitzvah he doesn't have. So he has a avere kilu he's eating b'teich habayis? Or not? What is the tzedodah asofik? The pshat is a mitzvah to eat in a sukkah? Is a mitzvah to eat in sukkah? You have to eat in a sukkah. If you don't have the mitzvah, so you over the avere, a person eats in the house. What is the avere to eat in the house in sukkahs? Pshat. The avere is because I'm eating in sukkahs on mitzvah sukkah. Thus is the avere. To eat on mitzvah sukkah, thus alone is the avere. Or the day, to eat in the house is the avere. But if you're eating in the sukkah on the mitzvah, sure, go on. If you're eating in the house on the ma'aseh mitzvah, mitzvah you don't have, but avere you don't have also. That's the shayla. So I want to be masked. Thus is called a person walks into a sukkah and he's not mechaved. So if he makes a broch eleisha basukkah, bederech klal, thus alone is the kavonah. I mean, it's not so much negah. You walked into the sukkah, you made leisha basukkah, that's alone is the kavone. Some people say, stop, the fact that you walk into the sukkah is a raya that you mechave l'shem sukkah. I mean, avi. The raya that you mechave l'shem sukkah. Aber lama zogim, you go to visit your rabbi, and he's sitting in a sukkah and you walk in, and they give you cake. You don't think that it's a sukkah. So the shayla is okay. Mitzvah you don't have. The shayla is you will sit in Gehenem, kiilu you ate inside the house. I want to be masber even more. The Mishnah Berurah brings down b'shem de primegodim that when you sit in the sukkah, it's not enough to mechaven l'shem mitzvah sukkah. You have to be mechaven l'shem zecher la'anon ha'akovet. Now, the primigodim zog that it's not me'akev. This kavona is not me'akev if you forgot to think l'shem zeicho l'anon ha'akovet. The Bikur Yankev hold that it's me'akev. So l'fi the Bikur Yankev, you went into a sukkah and sukkahs, and you forgot to mechave l'shem zeicho l'anon ha'akovet. Could be it happened to you last year. L'fi the Bikur Yankev, not only you don't have the mitzvah sukkah, you're like a shegetz that ate in the house in sukkahs. That's the suffering from Shlomo Zalman. Because there is a avera to eat in sukkahs on mitzvah sukkah. So if you're not mechaven l'shem mitzvah, it's ke'ilu you're eating inside the house. I remember when I was a kid, in our house, in my parents' house, in the sukkah, was a sign in the sukkah to member to mechaven l'shem mitzvah sukkah and to member to mechaven l'zeich l'anon ha'akovet. I don't know what the other house is. I said, my tata, you know, he didn't want us to eat schatz v'sholem to have a aveira. So we had a sign. Abu, we'll go weiter. You think it's not so negia. A person puts on tzitzis every day. Kaimelon mitzvah tzriches kavone. If he's not mechaven, so he doesn't have a mitzvah. Abu, it could be not only that he doesn't have a mitzvah. He's over a yisrael from Arba Kampus. Again, is it issue to go in a beg at Arba Kampus on mitzvah tzitzis? So we may be over issue Arba Kampus. Other name, is a mitzvah, you have to have the mitzvah. I don't have the issue. The friar yid that doesn't have tzitzis will not sit in Gan Eden, will not sit in Gehenna. But the bocher that had tzitzis and forgot to think, he will go gleich to Gehenna because he was over every day Arba Kampus below tzitzis. The friar was not over the Yisrael. Nishken mitzvah, nishken aveire. But the bocher that is putting up a campus and he's not mechaven, ever gleich to Gehenem. Avada, a person, we'll see about, I remember in Kol Teira, when I learned in Kol Teira, was a vekor, you know, I don't know how it goes here, you know, someone goes in the morning and wakes up. So in Kol Teira, by us, the vekor, when he walked, this is the way they call the person that wakes up, the bochurim, when he would wake up, member l'shem mitzatzitis, member l'shem, this is the way we walk up. The same thing, he woke you up, he reminded you, l'chav l'shem mitzatzitis. You know, some people say that if you put on a special beged l'shem mitzatzitis, those are ladies de kavane. But you have to know in the morning when you're putting it on if you know what you're doing. And some people that sleep with it by night anyway, for sure when you make a bracha on mitzvah tzitzis, it helps. But some people don't make the bracha. They make a bracha on talis gadol l'moshul, l'is'at v'tzitzis. So they don't have a kavana bichlal. So they don't have a kavana, so they have the issu. Shema Zaman had a third suffix. Mezuzah. Mitzvah tzriches kavana. So you're right, when you put a mezuzah in your house, Dos alenes de kavane. But a bocher comes to a dira, the mezuzah is already there. He doesn't think about mezuzah when he comes in. So, okay, so avad in the mitzvah of mezuzah, he doesn't have this bocher. Kletum Shem Zaman, if he's over a isu that he's living in a house without a mezuzah. Shem Zaman says you could fix it now. In this minute, mechavel l'shem mitzvah mezuzah. So, maybe you'll have the mitzvah. Chodsh from now on, you'll have the mitzvah. If a person moves into an apartment, mitzvah tzichas kavane, he doesn't think about the mezuzah, so mitzvah for sure he doesn't have. But the shaila is if he's an issu that he's living all of his house, all of his life, in a house without a mezuzah. So these are the three tzvekas ba'etzom shem zamen is mistafik. Sitting in a sukkah without kavane, again, mitzvah tzichas kavane, you don't have the mitzvah sukkah, you don't have the mitzvah tzitzis, and you don't have the mitzvah mezuzah on a kavane. But the clever from Shem Zaman is, if you forgot to think L'Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, you over Isur HaBakanfes every day. If you forgot to think L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah, not only you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah, it's Kilu Oichel B'Teich HaBayis, and Bemele you're a Varian, and we said Lefidu B'Kur Yankev, if you forgot to think Zeichel HaNon HaKovet, Avad HaMitzvah you don't have, but you're a Varian, Kilu Yeid B'Teich HaBayis, and if you forgot to think L'Shem Mitzvah Mezuzah, the Hotishkin the Mitzvah, and after you're living. So Bisham Zaman wanted to say that this shaila is a machlekes tesis in Minchas Chinuch. Is a tesis in Sukkah Daftes? Is a tesis in Sukkah Daftes? Tesis has a shaila. The Gemara says that Sukkah Gzula is posul al mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Sukkah Gzula psula al mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Entschuldig. Tesis says the Gemara says Sukkah Gzula is psula. שנאמר לוחם, חג הסוכה סטעסו לוחם, לכו שבע סיומים, לכו ולא יגוזו. סוכה גזולו אספוסו. פרק תסס ותסו מוד א' וסוכה, why you need a פוסוק that סוכה גזולו אספוסו להצלחו? תיבוג לה מצווה בו בעביר. Why you need a פוסוק that סוכה גזולו אספוסו להצלחו? תיבוג לה מצווה בו בעביר. אז זה פרק תסס. זוג למנחס חינוך, היה בפושטן אף כמינה. What would be if someone sits in a sukkah gzula? As mitzvah bo ba'aveira, he doesn't have the mitzvah. But he's not eating in the house. But if it's a pasuk lecho ve'lo yagozul, so does he nishkin sukkanish? So it's kilu he ate in his house. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, if we said that when a person doesn't have the mitzvah, it's kilu he's eating in the house. So the person not mechavel l'shem sukkah is kilu eating in the house. So if a person doesn't have the mitzvah sukkah, he's kilu eating in the house. So even as mitzvah abo ba'aveira, it's kilu eating in the house. What zog the minchas chinuch? Zog the takidos in the machlekes, teisis minchas chinuch. Teisis learned that as they be lecho v'lo yagozul, does he nishken sukkah? If a person doesn't have the mitzvah sukkah, does he nishken sukkah? V'meir mitzvah abo ba'aveira, they have nishken sukkah. V'meir zog the pshu mezamen, if a person is not mechav l'shem mitzvah sukkah when he goes into the sukkah, it's not only that he doesn't get the mitzvah, he will sit in Gehenna. You can have people that think all of their life they kept sukkah, they'll be in Gehenna for sukkahs. Then, they'll be in Gehenna for Abba Kanfis. And they'll be in Gehenna for Abba Mezuzahs. I said again, the friars are much better, they don't have tzitzis on. They don't have the aveir of Abba Kanfis. But we, that we're tzitzis and we forget the mechaven, the broch is like a kavanah, Shlomo Zalman says. But sometimes, there's a couple minutes still then. Your hands are not clean, so people make the bracha later. And when you get married, the bracha is on the talis gadol, so maybe it's not a kavanah talis katan anymore. because you don't have it in mind. You forgot about it.
You don't make a
bracha
on everything.
No, when you get married, you realize you make only a talis gadol and you part of the talis kot. This klal Yisrael already. This klal Yisrael do already for 2,000 years. What else can we talk? You know, this is the meaning. You know, we get milanish kinis a talis. So I said that the fact, some people say the fact that you're putting on the beged, but you have to know if you slept on it by night, you can't say that anymore. And because you didn't put it on. Now in the morning you have to have a nukavonah. You don't have nukavonah when you wake up. And also some people say if you get dressed like, you know, you just don't know what you're putting on, so it's not so clear that you have that kavonah. But legabi sukkah, you for sure have the problem. I said again, if you walk into the sukkah, maybe not. But if you go to visit your rabbi and he's sitting in the sukkah and they're serving cake, so you never dash to go to the sukkah. You went to Simchas Beis HaShoeiva, or you shmuzim with Oilam Dalton.
The second the guy wakes up with the tzitzis, yes, that would have to go on the mitzvah.
Avada?
The second.
The second that wakes up? For Medam. Because I said, in Kulteya, they woke you up. Shem mitzvah tzitzis.
Two seconds.
Says you have to come to learn Kulteya. This is the way I was brought up in my yeshivas. I don't know how they do it today in the mirror. Rav Shlomo Zalman bring a raya that it's a mefurash biur aloche, and this is negiat a lot of bochim. It's a biur aloche and simen samach legabi de koyhanim. The koyhanim a lot of time rush up to birkas koyhanim. So the Mishnah says sometimes they run and they take a talis from someone, and they run up to the duchat. So the Mishnah Bura, and they forget to think l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, because the reason they're doing it, maybe they're not the chayodim because they want to cover their hands. Ve'oivrim isur arba kanfes, sok the Mishnah Berurah. Biur aloche, it's interesting that the Nechitzitz of the Mishnah Berurah didn't write it down. It's fallen in Simen Samach. But as they state in Simen Samach. So the Chofetz Chaim holds you over the isur. So basically, if you have a Chofetz Chaim, if you have a tzitzis on a kavane, aveire. Sukkah on a kavane, aveire. Mezuzah on a kavone, aveir. Lemaise. Zog dem Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he has a raya from Rosh Hashone, nishtase. No megein pa melach. It's a matter of Ephraim that the Biur Aloche brings down in Hilchis Rosh Hashone, that if someone was blowing a shofar, in the middle that he was blowing a shofar, maim shoyse sim al raglov. He feels. Mei raglaim, he has to stop to blow the shofar. Why has to start to blow the shofar? What kind of avera is to blow a shofar with water running? Because mitzvah tzriches kavone. The kavone arei kitalmutoiro. The eino yochel lechaven. So the male val mitzvah tzriches kavone. Val mitzvah tzriches kavone, and he cannot be mechaven. Val mitzvah tzriches kavone, and he cannot be mechaven. So while he can't be mechaven, so b'meile, he can't blow the shofar. So steht in Zogim Shlomo Zalman, steht in Mate Ephraim, that you're not allowed to be mechaven kavonas ha-mitzvahs in the time that the goof is not noki. Zogim Shlomo Zalman, so how you put on a talis and the Beis HaMelchetz? He said, he's not asking how you go into the bathroom with a talis, because you already had a kavona before. But when you get dressed in the mikveh, the morning, how you get dressed and put on the talis, mitzvah tzichas kavane. So from this, Rosh Hashanah wanted to be mechiyach. But avada, when you get dressed, you don't have a kavane, take. But you're not over aveir. Take, when you go out of the mikveh, you mechave l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. But it's a right, that avada, you're not over aveir. As Rosh Hashanah gave the time. Rosh Hashanah lemaise mikoyach dat decided lemaise. Rosh Hashanah Auerbach said that is no isu. Rosh Hashanah was going back and forth. Lemaise the maskolif of Rosh Hashanah was that in a tzitzis and a mezuzah, even if you don't have a kavone, you don't have the mitzvah, but you don't have a avera. He was masberit. Hashem doesn't let you to wear a beged without tzitzis. And if you wear a beged without tzitzis, you mevatel the mitzvah. But when you have already tzitzis in the beged, Hashem can tell you, you have to put more tzitzis. I have already tzitzis. But if I'm not mechaber, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. Masha'ekin and sukkah, Rosh Hashanah wanted to say, dear by him, it's poshut that if a person is not mechaber, לשם מצווה סוכה, is over איסור כאילו אוכל בתוך הבית. That's the Gemara Shemuzamun Again, you could a little bit dingtzach on the raya from the Matei Efrai. Lemaisa, it's a big shayla what to do in the morning when you go to the mikveh. Lemaisa, when you put on the talis, what to do? If to mechaven or not. You could say that maybe, as maybe the Molcha says, that if a person is tzitzis tears in Shabbos, he's allowed to go with the tzitzis, because in Shabbos, while you can't put on tzitzis, the Torah was not mechayev. So you could say maybe in Beis HaMerchetz, because you can't put on tzitzis, there's no chiyu. Lemaise, Ramosha Sternberg told me Lemaise to Mechaven. This is what I do, Lemaise, I'm Mechaven. I'm scared to have an Issu from our campus. So I devote the I have to be Mechaven, I'm scared from the Avera. Yet I end up freaking Zaina Rav what to do when you put on the tzitzis in the mikveh. To Mechaven, the Kavanas and Mitzvah Sonat. Lemaise, how I can be Mechaven? The Torah says that this whole shtickle Teire. That is Muchach and Mate Ephraim, that Kavonas HaMitzvahs has a din of Talmud Torah, and you're not allowed to be Mechaven, Kavonas L'Shem Mitzvah, B'mokim HaMetunef. I heard from my Shver, as we could be Doiched from the Briskerov, B'Shen Briskerov, you could be Doiched the Raya from the Mate Ephraim. What's Zog the Mate Ephraim? Hoyo Tekeya, V'Shoishasim Mayim Al Raglov, Lo Yitka. Zog the Bura Locher, why? Because mitzvah tzuchas kavone, and you can't be mechaven. So, doichak di kipshat. But you had kavone before. Zogt of the briskerov, pshat in mat Ephraim is anai pshat. Hoyo teikea v'mayim shoysesim al raglov lo yitka. You know why? Because tkiya shoyfor is like a tefillah. We say, Boruch ato Hashem, shoymeya kol shoyfor. Ma'azin truas amo Yisroel. What's a shoymeya kol shoyfor? Is another bracha like this? Baruch ato Hashem roya ana'anuim? Roya ana'anuim? We do a mitzvah. Why Hashem is listening to the shofar? We have to listen. Kshoy tzvaita tzvanu lishmoya kol shofar. Baruch ato Hashem shomea. We have to be shomea the kol shofar. He looks on us. We do a mitzvah shebegufoy. Aber amarti v'naaser etzayni. Why he's listening to? He's looking to the na'anuim. Baruch ato Hashem, ma bitu mazin, shumea umakshim, lekol tkiyoseinu. Biskarov said that it's a oilom ha-shoifor, and the oilom ha-shoifor, when you blow the shoifor, is a kind of tefillah. And Hashem listens to the oilom ha-shoifor. This brings up the tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zid Biskarov gizok. V'meile ha-zevi, you're not allowed to daven b'mokim ha-metunef. You're not allowed to blow a shoifor b'mokim ha-metunef. Dosi the pshat in the Mata Ephraim. Aber avade kavonas ha-mitzves, it's not Talmud Torah. Mele, Bitzir of this Biskerov, Lemaise, a lot of people are knowing, even when they put on a talis and Beis HaMerchetz, the Mechavet. Let me get weiter. Is a aloch in Rosh Hashanah, we make Shechiyonu. Lemaise, Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. So the minig is, we do Lemaise Shechiyonu in both of the days. Aber while the second day is a shtikl sveike de yoyimah. So the minig is to bring Peiris and the second day to make Shechiyonu. So I want to go Keseda. The minig Be'etzem Klal Yisrael have new fruits, normally Sai in the first night, Sai in the second night. The second night is Taki Akpoda to have them. Because we have a Sofek if the Shechiyonu and Akidush if it's good or not. Because it's the second day Be'etzem is Yoyme Arichte. So we bring fruit, Peiris Chadoshim, and we Mechavan and Shechiyonu. Even if Lemaise our minig is Klal Yisrael, when we make Shechiyonu, it's not when we see the fruit, it's when we eat the fruit. So what helps that we do Shechiyonu and the fruit, and then after Amoitzi we eat the fruit? No, boss. Me'ikar ha'aloche, Shechiyonu had to be done, not b'shas that you eat the fruit, just when you see the fruit. No, boss. Zog de Ramah b'zman hazeh is not such a simcha. So b'meile we wait till Shasa Achille. But the Iker Hazman be'etzem is not Shasa Achille. The Iker Hazman is be'etzem Shasa Re'iyah. B'meile we mechaven in the Kiddush to part of the Shechiyon. Lashon HaRamoez. Oh. So now here I want to say a very big chiddush. I'm going to go Pamelach. As a halacha, when you see an elephant, you make Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Meshana Abrias. I know that a lot of people are not knowing it. And the shaila why Klal Yisrael stopped to do it. There's a lot of different reasons why people stop to do it. Some people say because in our days it's not so strange, there's elephants all over, monkeys all over. Some people say because most people saw it the first time when they were little. And already it's not a chidush by them. Some people say because near the caves it's a smell there. So maybe we can't make a bracha. Different shit is. Klal Yisrael stopped to make this bracha. We don't know why, but it stopped. After one day the Ma'arim will bring it back. The vow we don't make Shechiyon. Meshana Abriyas. But Ramol, in Shulchan Aruch state, make Meshana Abriyas. A Yid came to the Chazanish, told him he's on the way to the zoo. And he wants to know if he has to make a Meshana Abriyas on the elephant, and another Meshana Abriyas later when he gets to the monkey. Or he could make one Meshana Abriyas on the elephant, and to have a dust to part of the monkey also. And what is the suffix? In Hilchos Shechita state, you make one ala shechita, and you mechaven on all the animals. On the night, he has to make a Meshana Abriyas of the elephant, and knock them a Meshana Abriyas on the monkey. Chazanish, why not? One Meshana Abriyas could be enough. The Chazanish told him, no. You have to make one Meshana Abriyas on the elephant, and when you get to the monkey, knock him on Meshana Abriyas. Why? He told him like this. In Shechita, Be'etzem, you can make now a broche ala Shechita, on 100 animals. Mas she'enken Meshane Abriyas, before you see the monkey, you can't make Meshane Abriyas, right? A person knows soon he's going to the zoo. He closes his eyes, Meshane Abriyas, and then he opens and he sees the elephant. It goes a little different. When you see an elephant, you make Meshane Abriyas. The Mechayev of the broche is, Haroyes Apil, Oyma Meshane Abriyas. Haroyes Akoyf. Ala shchita, again, I do before I do shchita. So I could do one broche now to part of everything. But Meshana Abriyas, it's chaloy schal when I see the chazanish. But Mele zokta, when you saw the elephant, noch nish gizend the monkey. So the Meshana Abriyas can ish patr. That's the Rapash Talon. Aber azay, we'll go back to Rosh Hashanah. We know that Shechiyonu be'ikir is on the Re'iyah. But Mele, when you make Shechiyonu b'shas kiddush, you have to be makpid. The most of the first night you're eating rimoinim. Yeah? Now the rimoin, you make shechiyonu. If you didn't eat it all year. Someone asked me tonight, I'm not sure. He was in Geula, he bought a cup of drink. They put the rimoinim, he's not sure if he can make shechiyonu or not. I'm not sure yet what is the halacha taka. If you drink and there's kind of all these konukon tells, I don't know how you call them, they mix all different zachen. So it's two shayas. First, if you drink a juice, if you can make shechiyonu, if it's mixed with all different flavors, I'm not sure yet what is the halacha. I didn't manage to look into it close yet. But most people don't drink in these stores yet. And the minute they make shechiyonu, the night of Rosh Hashanah. Now, you have to be makpid that the rimonim will be on the table b'shas kiddush. If they're not on the table, you're not yet in shechiyonu. I'll tell you a bigger kiddush. You came to a house. Their family, all of them drank already the rimoni, right? So they didn't feel to bring it to the table. You're sitting there, and the simonim start to roll in, and they bring rimoni. You were not yet to the shechiyon of the balabais, because you didn't see it yet. The ancient Avram of the Buchacho says, Take, Einachanami, you will have to make another shechiyon. Reb Chaim Noe was mistapik in it. The Ben Ishchai is okay, you have to. Okay, it's a suffix brochus, I don't know what is the achroel and maisi. But it's very negeah. The moshul, you come, some houses, you come to the second night. They already made shechiyon on the first night and then. So they're not rushing to put it down on the table. You have a problem. The first night of the year, they're ready to have a shlofing brochas. So to ask them to take out everything before they start, if you're a guest. Not only that, the balabais has another heter. Because sometimes, you know, he already saw it, you know, in the kitchen already. He knows what is coming. But you're a guest, he saw it already, so you had a re'iyah. Ala marshal. A lot of bochim, you know, they don't want to go out to eat Rosh Hashanah, stam and droysif on yeshiva, choshim and bochim, they eat in yeshiva. So now in yeshiva, you know, you're standing in Kiddush, and you push, and the her and the him, you know, you don't see even the remaining. Sometimes even in the end of the meal, you don't get to see them. But at least in the beginning, you're not seeing them. And you hear Kiddush and Shechiyonu, you know, you're rushing into the dining room, everyone is packing around, you hear Kiddush, you didn't see your table, you didn't see the payers yet, and you yaita Shechiyonu, you come to the table. It's a problem. Loshna Mishne Brura is mashwase. Im yesh loy pri chodosh, in the second night, kshi yagi alay Shechiyonu, yechzenu biyodoy. The ladies, the second day of Yontef, they do Shechiyonu, Shede Mishne Brura, they will have a beged chodosh, or itaniach pri chodosh. So a lot of choshev ladies know that in the second day of Rosh Hashanah, when they make Shechiyonu, they put the rimonim on the candlelight. Some houses don't. But most Choshev ladies do it. The Shmir Shabbos told me that he never saw that people do it. But I spoke to a Ger Chosid, he told me the Madrich and the Adroche, before you get married, one of the Alochas, the Madrich told them, before they get married, and in Rosh Hashanah, you put the fruit on the table, under the candles. That's what they teach them before they get married. This is one of the Alochas, the Madrich told them. And you have to put the candles, the Rimoyne. Some people say, why the ladies don't do it? Because they go shopping anyway. So normally they saw the fruits anyway. But the marshal today that is delivered, Sinishta zei poshet. All the marshal, a girl goes to her parents for Yontif. So the mother made the shopping. Sinishta zei poshet. Or if you're a guest, a different couple comes to a guest, then Sinishta zei poshet. I had a mice. I was in a shul, Rosh Hashanah. And the Baal Tekeah didn't have a new baguette for the second day for the Shechiyonu. Going around, he didn't have. So the Rav came over to him, Choshev Rav. And the Rav told him, there's no problem, I have in my house, especially, you know, little oranges, the Japanese, I don't know how they call them, I have it. Shechiyonu, you had it? He said, no, this I didn't have. He said, okay, so make Shechiyonu, you mechaven, and the oranges in my house. And after this, after the tekiyas, you come to my house. I went over to the Rav, I told him, this is the first mistake for the new year. Shechiyonu doesn't help, he didn't see it. He didn't see it. Well, what's my mechaven to be moitzi it? You have to see it. And I had a shtickel raya. The lashon hamogen Avrom is Shabbat Tekeh Yirbash Beget Chodosh. Right? Everyone knows about Tekeh is Beget Chodosh. Frek the Machzus HaShekel, why it doesn't say Oy Pri Chodosh? All of us the night of Rosh Hashanah, Pri Chodosh. Why the Baal Tekeah, everyone knows, it has to wear a new suit or a new kittel for the second day? The Teretz is Malafshach. And the shul he doesn't have. And the house it doesn't help. But to bring to the shul the fruit? But the Shmir Shabbos told me, but look at the Lashon of the Mishne Brura, the Baal Tekeah, he will beg it chodosh and pri chodosh. He's like, yeah, he'll bring it to shul, take it. This is a Hittain is my story, you could have a kavanah for later. I mean, the Hittain is that the ladies don't have to have it. Was a choshev yid that was ma'ir to me a'ore, it's a shame a'ore. Sometimes they have in Chanukah, they call it latkes parties. What's the latkes party? What's the ma'ir from a latkes party? That it comes warm, yeah? Not standard, you eat latkes. So how it goes, the mother is in the kitchen, they have these ground, they grind potatoes, and they make latkes, and they shift into the main room. Frank Terazay, when you make Bere Pri Adoma and the latkes, the other latkes were not cooked yet. If you eat a raw potato, it's shahakur. So the Bere Pri Adoma cannot chal on the potatoes that are inside. It's like the monkey. It's like this kikumen. We said on a shechita, you can make a broch on all of the shechita. But here, on the raw potatoes, the broch is shahakur. So when you make Bere Pri Adoma, Itainas Lechura, the next latkes that are coming in, these latkes, you can't make in Bere Pri Adoma. But I think it's chila, that if you learn Ketzen Mevorchim, I'm going to write this Nishkin Itzter al Regel Achas, but if you learn the Sugis in Ketzen Mevorchim, you see that it's Choluk B'Yesoidoi, when you make a Moitzi Lemoshul, Al Ashchite, you could make one Al Ashchite, and you could make 100 animals. But like a tchila state not to talk. till you finish the shecht and all the animals. We know bdikas chometz, right? We make a bracha. We don't talk till we finish to make the whole bdikas chometz. Why in the seudah is no halacha not to talk till them till bdikas chometz? Till you finish to eat. You ate an apple, don't talk till you finish all the apples. What is the difference? The teretz is that the state in Rosh that the achila is andere halacha. It's greater. You make one bayre pre adome and it's greater ale. And shchit is not greater. The bracha is chalaf yedareine. Here is the halacha of greater. This is the reason, Take. Everyone knows the halacha. If you hold something in your hand, you're planning to eat 100 apples. And the one that you made a bracha and fell from your hand, you have to make another bracha when you take the other one. Why? If the bracha would go on all of them, okay, this one fell, the bracha is on the other one. The third is the bracha is chala what I'm holding in my hand, and the rest, begreire, geit arai. The male deer, the other latkes come in begreire. It's not that the bracha is chala on the other latkes. Shechiyonu, the pshat is, the shechiyonu is chala of yedel zach. It's no musig of greire and shechiyonu. There's another aloche in Aseres Mitzvah. There's four zachen. We have, we're speaking of main two zachen. We have a melech ha-mishpot. And a melech ha-kodesh. Right? And Kedusha we finish a melech ha-kodesh. And melech ha-tzedakah u-mishpot, we say a melech ha-mishpot. We paskin lemaise, the mechabo paskins, and both of them, if in a mistake you said instead of a melech ha-kodesh, we a melech ha-mishpot, you said a keil ha-kodesh, a melech oyev tzedakah u-mishpot, you choyzo. The ramo paskins, a melech ha-kodesh, you choyzo, a melech ha-mishpot, you not choyzo. But you have to know, the oilam ha-maker, you know, in a melech ha-kodesh, everyone is makpi to remember to say. Melech Oyev Tzedakah U'Mishpot, people like, you know, over Aseres Mitzvah, two or three times remember to say it. You have to know it's not so poshut. There's a lot of shittas that you have to be choyzo. We are maker because it's suffering brochas. And we come again, does it the aloch. Could the Mishneh Brura, he brings down in Sharatzi in a chidush from Reb Avrom Abali. He was the Rav in Vilna at the time of the Goyen. But even that the aloch is that if you didn't say a Melech Mishpot, a melech ha-kodesh. You have to be choizer. But the first night of Rosh Hashanah, if you forgot to say a melech ha-kodesh, and you said a kel ha-kodesh, you don't have to be choizer. Why? The halacha is, if a person forgets Yalevi Yovai by night, he's not choizer. Why? Because ein mikachim is a chodesh balayla. So the first night of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, be'etzim. So b'meile, Be'azev, if you forget Yalevi Yovel because Ein Mekachim is a Chodesh Balaylo. And maybe it would be Choyl. The Zelbe Zachdoz, like the Mishneh Brura, B'Shem Avom HaBali, that if you forgot a Melech HaKodesh, and instead of a Melech HaKodesh, you said a Kel HaKodesh, and the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to be Choyl. Zog the Mishneh Brura, that he doesn't understand exactly what Rav Avom HaBali said. Mishneh Zeh Klobeh. And what kind of person are we talking? If he finished the whole davening tefillah shel choil, he's done that yoytze. He has to daven tefillah shel yontif. If he davened tefillah shel yontif, he can't say a keil hakodesh. Kilu, maybe it's not yontif. It's toch tarte des asre. So he doesn't know when is the nafkemina and this chidush la aloche for Reb Avrom HaBali that if you forget to say a melech hakodesh and you said a keil hakodesh. But you have it for the first night, you don't have to be choyza. So the Mishneh Brura, I'm not close, where's the maise will be enough kamina in this chidush. So the Mishneh Brura, Zalman Oirbach, in Machzer HaMevuel, Shnat Tov Shin Lamed Ches. So the Mishneh Brura, Zalman, he has enough kamina and benching. What if someone forgets Yalla V'Yovoi on the first night of Rish Hashanah? So the Mishneh Brura, Zalman, he doesn't have to be choyza. As maybe if someone forgets Yalevi Yovel in the first night in Shmoneser, because the Moshe was Rosh Chodesh, but anyway not Chodesh. But if you forget the Alevi Yavo in the first night of Shmoneh Esra, you don't have to be Chayzer, because Ein Mekachim Es HaChodesh Balayla. So Shmoneh Zalman Erevach Paskin, that if you forget HaMelech Yalevi Yavo in the first night of Rosh Hashanah, here you have the Chidush of Avraham HaBali, that Ein Mekachim Es HaChodesh Balayla, Shmoneh Zalman said, you don't have to be Chayzer. And a lot of Rabbanim that have the Machzerim from then, you know, not everyone buys every 2 years of Machzer, Paskin like that. I was in a shul, there was the Rav, he said a whole shir, and this is Shmoneh Zalman. After a couple of years came a Numa Adurev, this Machzer. And there's another three lines of Shmoneh Zalman says, I'm Chayzer for my Chidush. Why he didn't put it in the newspapers, I don't know. And you know, I was in a shul mamesh, punk was a siyata dishmai, and the Rav gave a whole drosha on this cycle of Shmoneh Zalman. So when he finished, I told him, Tovshin, what machzor you have? Tovshin lamed ches. Told him, Tovshin mem beis, of Shmoneh Zalman was chayzer already. Shmoneh Zalman says, Avada, even if you forget the Alevi Yavo, you have to be chayzer. He says, it's Yom Tov. It's Yom Tov. So it's not going to be true. Yom Tov Shavu Shashana, you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh. You have to say HaLevi Yavoy. A person didn't say in Yom Tov HaLevi Yavoy, Avada, he has to be Chayza. There's no shaila about it. Frank, I'm sure Mazal Menoy, but so what's the result of Avram HaBali? And if you forget the Kela Kodesh the first night, okay, we don't have enough Kamina. The Mishabur says he doesn't know what is the case. But Rav Avraham HaBali said a Chiddush. So the Mishnah Zalman, he only said it on Kela Kodesh. That if you said a Kela Kodesh, you're not Chayzer because Ein Mekadshim Balayla. Although he didn't say it on Yalev Yov, because it's Yom Tov. No, so HaMelech HaKodesh also. So the Mishnah Zalman has it. He only said it on the Melech HaKadosh, but state, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Bedin, Ad Shebeis Din Shel Mato Mekadshim Es HaChodesh. So the Din of Rosh Hashanah is Mitle Tole Vekoi and the Kiddush HaChodesh. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Bedin, Ad Shebeis Din Shel Mato Mekadshim Es HaChodesh. Zot Rav Avraham HaBali, Val Ein Mekadshim Balaylo, Val Ein Mekadshim Balaylo, So the Melech HaKadosh Balaylo is not Me'akev. Aber the Yom Tov, the Yom Tov is not Shairas. The Yom Tov is not Shairas. So while the Yom Tov is not Shairas, may the Paschim of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that you have to be Chayzer. And that's the Maisa, the Chazor of Shlomo Zalman. Now, as another Zach, Shlomo Zalman was Meurer, that a lot of people, you know, they make Beir Priyoetz, and then they take the apple with the honey. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, Lemaise, the Aloch is that Shiva Saminim Akoidem. So while the Shiva Saminim Akoidem, the Mele you have to make first on the Tomo, other on the Rimoinim, and only after it to make on the apple.